Oh, how so? The Radisha is rounding up anybody who ever smiled at one of us. She started at almost exactly the same minute that Soulcatcher jumped on Long Shadow. He didn't ponder that. We've got a problem, then. Get back out there. I want to know if anything else is going wrong. I sucked some sugar water and went. What else was going wrong? Right here in Kialune, the Prabhendra Dra was trying to disarm Lady's troops. She was inside Overlook. She didn't know yet. I didn't know how to get word to her quickly. I decided to try the same tack I had with Sleepy. Maybe I could startle her into doing something. I found her already in the stairwell leading up to Long Shadow's crystal chamber. Several of our best company brothers were with her. I dropped down in front of her and screeched, "Booga, booga, booga! Get your ass back outside!" She jumped. She squinted into the darkness right about where the eyes of my viewpoint floated. "Mergen." "Get your butt out of here, woman! It's a trap, and the prince's troops are trying to disarm your men!" She turned and barked orders. Damn, she was a whole lot more sensitive than the others. I whipped out of there. The stink of Kina had begun to fill the stairwell. A dark nimbus clutched itself to Long Shadow's crystal tower. Kina had little strength she could project into this world, but it was all focused now. I made smoke move higher, so I could look down into the chamber. The Daughter of Night had recovered from the attack of the shadow. She used the strength lent her by her goddess to drive the thing back at the Shadow Master. Long Shadow, of course, had been completely mad from the beginning. As paranoid as they come, he never trusted Howler. About all he and the little stinker had in common was their hatred of the company. Mutual hatred for somebody else never has been sound grounds for a marriage. The Shadow Master had planned for a moment like this, though he had not anticipated Soulcatcher being there to help the Turncoat, nor had he expected the Strangler and his brat to contribute distractions of their own. Nevertheless, he'd been thorough. He had over-engineered by a large factor. It might be enough, if they had underestimated him. The tower-top chamber became a bizarre pot filled with growls and shrieks, bits of smoke that came and went too fast for the eye to track, changing colors, knives of pure energy that slashed stone and crystal, and ricocheted off stubborn protective spells, and never considered the loyalty of anyone who got in the way. Soulcatcher cried out, like a child suddenly injured. She dropped to one knee, whimpering, but did not abandon the fight. Howler howled. The Daughter of Night babbled passages from the first Book of the Dead. The stench of Kina was awful in the ghost world, but the child had not finished copying the book before Howler stole it. She could not bring Kina all the way home without all of it. Long Shadow edged toward the doorway. It looked like he might actually get out. Presumably, once he did, the chamber would implode, or in some other fashion, destroy everybody still inside. That was the sort of trap I would have set. They called Singh a living saint. He was, supposedly, the best of his kind of his generation. A dubious distinction in most of our eyes. But every man should be lucky enough to discover the one thing he can do better than anyone else alive. The Shadow Master thought no more of Narayan than he did of a mouse. The deceiver was just there. He was there one moment and here the next. His strangling cloth encircled the Shadow Master's throat like black lightning. A black rummel man becomes a master strangler in part by mastering